Welcome in, episode 7, streaming on tape delay of the Scissor Tail podcast. Porter Cunningham, your co-host, joined as always by my good friend, Will Bauer. Socks Will, say hello to the people.
Clink, clink, biznatches.
We're here enjoying a nice Saturday night, first Saturday recording I think we've done, and we are enjoying it, drinking some nice whiskey courtesy of the Bauer Socks household here at the Scissor Tail Studios.
Porter, would you say that Saturday is your favorite day of the week?
Yeah. Good.
So many activities happen on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great day. It surely is a great day.
It is.
Today was an especially good day because today was the very first official preseason match in Rio OKC history.
We were on the Twitter machine during said. We made history.
We had almost had a hair in our ass to go down to Dallas and try to catch the game.
Glad we didn't.
I'm sure we could have got in. It would have been no problem, but it was a closed match to the public, but there were a couple of tweets out there. We saw...
Some GIFs got leaked.
Yes. Michelle put a set piece in the back of the net, so that's great.
Michelle's sexy piece.
He is. I saw him in person. We'll talk about that later. The sexiness.
So you confirm that he is a sexy beast.
Indeed. So let's talk about that a little bit more about the game with San Antonio FC.
Yeah, we had promised y'all last week that a projected 11 was going to be released by the Scissor Tail podcast to the masses. That did not happen due to laziness.
Laziness, yes. And we've officially inquired into the club if they could release a starting 11 from the match today.
Pretty bold request.
It's a bold request. And the response we got is probably not, but we'll see what we can do. So we may have to get up off our lazy asses.
No, the response you got was, let me text the coach. I'll let you know.
Yeah, Alan, if you're listening, we could really use the starting 11. Otherwise, we're going to have to jump on the web and
make our own.
We got no problem doing that, but... we'll get out there one day. We'll put one out there. We'll talk about positions.
But let's talk about what we can garner from the preseason friendly. So who'd we play?
San Antonio FC, which is the Lazarus of the San Antonio Scorpions.
Yeah, Scorpions.
Whatever's left over, which we saw today on Twitter, some of the last year's San Antonio Scorpions.
Billy Forbes had a tweet.
Took a picture with some of the guys from San Antonio FC that are still around. So that's good to see that. There are still some guys there. They're the USL side. I saw the Alamo Soccer guys tweet that all their signed players got to play at least 45 minutes today.
Good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, so. I don't know that we got a lot of information that gives us a read into what the team is going to look like. But if you're listening and you haven't seen this yet, if you track down Twitter, Rio's lone goal came from a set piece, probably 25, 30 yards out. It's kind of hard to tell from the angle, but
probably deflected, but still a good take for sure.
Yeah, great distance, nice goal,
off the post actually, and in.
Yeah, so. And we had talked about earlier that Michel's got a nice track record of scoring from set pieces, we project that he would be the set piece taker, and so I think that was him. Anyway, good things happening there. So
from what I can see, just from the San Antonio FC goal. Was supposedly, according to their release about the game, they opened the scoring in the first half after right back Milton Palacios barraged forward on an overlapping run and was found with a neat through ball by Jason Johnson before bearing a resulting shot in the net. So that to me says between the 1-1 draw today and the 2-2 draw that we had with a semi-pro side earlier this week, I'm good with a two-goal game. I'm good with a one-goal game on offense. I'm not good with a two-goal game and a one-goal game on defense. I would expect more clean sheets.
I'm fine with both, right? I mean, I think if you're Marcina, you're trying to figure out what you have and how the pieces all fit together. I obviously don't have the substitution records in front of me, but right. I would imagine that there was a decent amount of substitution. So there was probably not a good chance for a flow of the team.
Yeah, not having a full match report, we don't know who actually played. You know, are the real big name guys playing a full 90? No way. Surely they're out there for 20 minutes using it as a
right.
trial training warm-up. And
Porter, do you put any stock or do you have any opinion on the fact that it was a closed to the public event?
No, I don't have any opinion on that. Well, I do have an opinion on that, and it doesn't bother me. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Let me say that I wish the team would tell us that beforehand. Like, hey, we are going to have a preseason match, but don't just up and drive down there because we're not really publicizing it. You can't buy tickets to it. Because I feel like if they're going to put it on the preseason schedule, it should be an exhibition match that you can buy tickets to.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, there's another pretty well-known coach, sports coach in the Oklahoma City area that famously doesn't like to have open practices. And I understand why, right? I mean, you don't want people to... Especially in today's age of social media where people are taking videos and putting on Twitter, and you never know, right? Like, oh, look what Robbie Finley and Billy Forbes are doing in this unique kind of like combination play. Like, why would you put that out there? So
does his name rhyme with Bob Poops?
It does indeed. So okay.
Just wanted to
confirm. No, I mean, no problems. Obviously I would have loved to seen what is happening on the training fields and see where things are looking, but look, the season's starting soon. We'll have plenty of opportunity to see what it looks like.
If we'd wanted to see that, we probably should have gone out to open practice on Wednesday, which we will talk about that and media day in our next segment.
Yeah, so great segue. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Porter's experience at media day. Stay with us.
Back to episode 7, Scissortail Podcast. We were just getting ready to discuss the happenings at the club this last week during the week.
Let me ask you a question. What is the adjective you would use to describe the fact that we got invited to Media Day?
Awesome.
Humbling.
Humbling.
Blessed.
Very humbling.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. You know, we're just two guys who...
Know a lot about the club, a lot about the game.
Enjoy soccer, and have been fortunate enough to be invited to some great events, and we will be happy to continue to provide a non-journalistic, non-traditional media-based outlook on the team.
I think the word that I would use to describe our outlook moving forward, suboptimal.
Suboptimal. So... I show up to Media Day. Let me set the scene for you at Media Day, which I guess I should say first that Wednesday was open practice. Will and I both had planned to go. For whatever reasons, we didn't get to go. We heard it was a great event. A lot of people were out there.
I'll go to the next one.
Will is a real person. If you're listening out there and you haven't met him yet, you should hear me talk about him. He's a real person, not just the voice I do. We didn't make it Wednesday. So Thursday rolls around. I show up at Media Day. I'm an engineer by trade. So I went to engineering school. I didn't go to journalism school. I've taken no mass communications. I've never been to a press conference. Okay, I didn't know what to expect. And quite frankly, for me, Will, it was intimidating.
What were you wearing versus what the other professional journalists were wearing?
I was not underdressed by any means. I knew at least not to wear blue jeans. So okay. normally okay. I wear blue jeans to work. Jeans and a polo shirt. Today, I had on khakis,
casual
and boots, and indeed. So I show up, you know, they've got a nice spread for us. The players are just climbing around, juggling. A ton of seats set up in the front. And
Where was Media Day held?
It's at their training facility.
How is the facility?
It's good. It's got a nice, I'd say, somebody from the club can correct me on this. I don't know, maybe a 3,000 square foot indoor facility with field turf on it. A nice big locker room with a training area.
Very nice.
So that's where we're actually in there. So the players are over on one side kicking a ball around. They've all got their training gear on. And we sit down and eat, and I'm talking with a couple other media members. And Kyle
what
Solomon.
What was for lunch?
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizzas. It was delicious, as
well,
always.
Well done, whoever ordered those.
Yes. Couldn't ask for much better, especially as pizza. I'm a big Little Caesars fan, pizza-wise.
So. Same, likewise.
So we sit down. Kyle Solomon, the PR director, marketing guy for Rio, goes around and introduces all the players. He kind of corrals them. It surprises me how much they listen to him, actually. He corrals them all, sits them down, goes by, introduces all the players. Three fine gentlemen from, actually from Rayo Vallecano were there helping out. So he introduced them. Some of the front office guys said, and then he said, hey, everybody who's here is available for you to talk to. So and unless there's something specific you need to ask of me, you are free to go talk to whoever you want to about whatever you want to. So,
impressive.
That being said, setting the scene there, I got three different interviews. The first one you're going to hear is Billy Thorpe and Tyler Gibson. We're sitting next to each other. And I talked to them a little bit about their past with San Antonio Scorpions and with Coach Marcina. The second you'll hear is should be Caleb Patterson-Sewell, the goalkeeper. And then the third and final interview that I got was with the two rookies of the team so far, which would be Ian Svantesson and Hugo Rhodes. And then Jared Von Schaik was sitting there as well. He's part of
Jared Von Schaik.
That's
a hell of a name.
The Portland contingent. He and,
yeah.
And Hugo both played at University of Portland. So I hope you enjoy these. And again, sorry for the shittiness of the interviews. I was quite nervous when I did them. So enjoy.